Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Holy Spirit, we ask that you would reveal the Father's heart even more than you have this morning to us. We ask that we would encounter you in a deep way. And I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead me as I share your word in this time, and that identities would be grasped this morning. Identities found completely and absolutely in you. God, I ask that you would strengthen each and every man and woman, young and old, married couple, single, youth. I ask, God, that you would strengthen them in your love today, and that you would continually break those areas of fear and those areas that the world seems to sometimes imprison us in opinion. Lord, let us break through into the ultimate reality of the plan that you have for us and how much you love us. So may that love be established this morning in a powerful way in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today was going to be a day that I was going to talk a lot about vision and the direction of the ministry, where we've been, where we are, and kind of where we're going. But so many things happened this week that seemed to just kind of nudge it a little bit and say, okay, let's just wait till next Sunday, and we're going to go into detail of some of the things the Lord has been saying, some of the things that we know as a fact. And as if you call this your home church, your home fellowship, then next Sunday, you need to be here also and tell people to come. And I'm going to go a little bit deeper into that, and hopefully it'll bring some clarity to some of you that have been coming here. But also, what I'm going to speak about today has a lot to do with vision, has a lot to do with being able to go deep into God's vision. From the very beginning, when we started in ministry, our heart was always to know God in an intimate way, to be intimate with Him. And so part of the process of walking out any vision that God has is to go deep in what? In deep in God's love. Because you really can't fulfill anything if you're not deep in the love of God. You just won't. You'll burn out. And through time, I've been in ministry a long time, and I've seen people that have just come on all gangbusters, you know, and doing all kinds of things. And that's awesome. And then in a matter of time, because they didn't anchor themselves in the place of love, they begin to burn out or back away and say, you know, hey, I'm going to take a sabbatical. I'm going to pull away. And they're gone 3 months, 6 months, a year, sometimes several years. And you're going, what happened? And there's nothing really happening at all in their life anymore. And so I've wondered, you know, not that they can't come back as prodigals. Of course they can. But my heart has always really been stirred about that, because you have to stand the test of time in the place of love, and you have to keep going, and you have to keep saying yes to God. And so the only way we make it in our identity, the only way we make it in our purpose, is from the place of knowing God's love for us and also loving Him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. This is the first and the greatest commandment that you've heard over and over and over. You've heard it spoken here many different times. And so if we want to go deep into the vision that God has for us, corporately or individually, we're going to have to grow in the Father's love and the Father's heart. And to know that it's Father God, it's Jesus, Son of God, God, it's Holy Spirit that lives in us, that is who? God. And it takes, I want you to, if you don't get anything this morning, get this one thing. It takes God to know God. And what I mean by that, it takes God living inside of you, the Holy Spirit living inside of you, to know God, the Father, to know God, the Son. And so we need to be active in that area of the Holy Spirit and asking the Holy Spirit to give us revelation and understanding to deepen us in the area of love. Everyone in this room would say yes. If I said, does love ever fail? You'd say, no, it doesn't fail. Does love never fail? It never fails. It never fails. Yes, it never fails. You'd say that over and over. But how much do we activate our life in that lifestyle of loving God and being loved by God? Even today, Even today, what has come against you? Where has your mind been? Have you been able to captivate thoughts and bring them into the obedience of Christ? Are you moving in that place of deepening your love? Or are you beginning to move back away from God a little bit? And you're living on your head knowledge or your experiences from afar? God wants you, like, you know, I kind of felt when they started singing the songs, they didn't know what I was going to speak about. And I just felt like God was going to free us up today. God was going to challenge us today. God was going to love on you today and challenge you in the scripture. And if you turn to Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 38, this is a well-known verse. Many of you know it. And this is what really the whole body of Christ is called to encounter God in this way. It says, and he said to them, he said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. He's quoting Moses from Deuteronomy. He says, this is the great and the foremost commandment, that you would love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I have to tell you that there's moments that I feel like I'm really in that place of loving God, and then there's moments that I back away and I don't allow the love of God to have its way within me. And I'm sure you've been that way too. And I don't think that, you know, it's really hard to be 24/7 just loving God all the time. Sometimes things happen and we grow in those trials. But the fact is this, if we're ever to walk in the vision he has for us and to go deep in it, we've got to be lovers of God. And we've got to experience the love of God. And the only way that we experience the love of God is through the indwelling Holy Spirit living within us. How often are we accessing that Holy Spirit that lives within us? How often are we saying, Holy Spirit, help me, lead me, guide me, reveal even more of the Father's heart toward me? And this isn't to, God doesn't bring any condemnation on us, and that's not what this is about, but this is about really challenging you and challenging me to say, I want to be living in the place where I'm asking the Holy Spirit continuously, reveal more of the love of the Father toward me. I need to understand it. I need to deepen my relationship in that area. I won't make it through the days ahead. I won't be a good dad. I won't be a good husband. I won't be a good child of God, I feel. Now, there's nothing that can separate me from the love of God. But my whole life, it's dealing with how much I allow him in each and every day. How much do I allow him in each and every day? You can tell that this is passionate in me. Because I've always said that you can respond to any circumstance. You can respond to any situation based on who he is in you and who you are in him in the place of love. If I have that, then I know I can deal with anything. We were singing about overcoming the enemy's strategies in our life this morning. We overcome the enemy's strategies within our life through the power of the cross, the power of the blood, the power of the name of Jesus, and the power of love. And if love is not having its way with us, then we're going to shrink back from the things that God has for us. This is one of the things that really hits me. The magnitude of this statement and how much God loves us is that the Genesis 1 God who created the heavens and the earth, the Genesis 1 God loves me. He loves me the same way he loves his son. And that Jesus loves me the same way the Father loves him. Do you see the magnitude of that? Do you see that? Have you grasped that? Have I grasped that? I don't think so, because I think it goes on and on. But I want to know more about how much he really loves me. And I think this started burning in me because, you know, it's Valentine's Day. I want the Father heart of God, not just chocolate candy. I want him. I want to know him. I want to move in his love, move in what he has for me. And I know that I can't do it without love. I know that that also puts me on the right path that I need to be checked and examine myself each and every day from the place of love, not from the place of condemnation. Jesus is more than just a king. Jesus is the lover of our soul. He is everything. Only the saints can call Father God, Father God. The angels can't, but we can. He is our Heavenly Father that has our back. Man, when fear starts coming in and starts trying to wreak havoc with us, we need to anchor down in the place of love, anchor down in the place of authority, anchor down in understanding that who we are in Christ, and stand our ground in the place of love and faith, not shrinking back, and knowing that love never fails and love isn't going to oversee us. The Father says He's trustworthy. He has the interests of my heart. I want you to just put your hand on your heart right here. Just put your hand on your heart. He has the interest of your heart. He doesn't want you to be bound by just protecting yourself. He wants you to know how much He loves you. He has the interest of your heart. The ultimate reality is this, that the Father is going to establish His throne in Revelation 21:3. And this is a glorious reality, that the Holy Spirit is going to allow us to understand this, that He's going to establish His throne on earth as it is in heaven. And His love is going to abound. This is a reality that we need to grab hold of to understand we're not just in this to get to heaven. We're in this to rule and reign for all eternity with God. And many of you know that. But Matthew 22, 37 and 38, it is a promise to wholeheartedness. That if you pray this prayer, Lord, help me to love You with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's a promise to wholeheartedness. We can't just love God a little bit and shrink back. We got to keep pressing in and keep asking Him. And the only way to do that is the Holy Spirit now. He wants us to experience that love. And I think that's the game plan for moving forward. The game plan for moving forward is access to the Holy Spirit continuously that lives within us, revealing even more and more of the Father's love and going deeper into that revelation so that we can stand our ground no matter what happens day in, day out, week out. It doesn't matter. Amen? I mean, that's when we're anchored in that love, when we're rooted and grounded. Rooting talks about roots and holding us firm, but grounding talks about foundation. When we're rooted and grounded in the love of God, we can move forward. We have the right foundation. We have the right root system. So whatever anybody brings before you about the kingdom of God advancing, if it's not anchored and it's not in the place of love, we're missing the main ingredient in order to sustain it. Only love sustains you in victory. Only love sustains you in victory. You need to pin it. If it says something to you, pin it down. Write it down. Only love sustains you in victory. You'll not be victorious just by saying some things. You'll be victorious because you're sustained by the love of God and the love of the Father. It takes the Holy Spirit to help us. And again, I'm going to say it over and over because this was spoken to me years ago, and it means so much to me. It takes God to love God. It takes God to love God. Get that. It takes God to love God. I'm not going to be able to love Him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength if I don't access the Holy Spirit within me to help me love Him. Josh always laughs because a long time ago I was preaching and I said to people, the Holy Spirit is more than a bird. And you guys didn't get it, see? And it was funny, really, at the time. But it's more than a bird. Because some people just say, oh, you know, well, I'm wearing the cross and I have the Holy Spirit bird on. You know, I believe in the Holy Spirit. It's more than a bird. Thank you, one person. Never was good at delivery on those jokes. Again, it takes the Holy Spirit to help us to encounter God. Now, this is just a few things I want to say about that might help you in your journey. The Holy Spirit lives in your human spirit. The Holy Spirit lives. If you're born again, if you've accepted Jesus, if you have made Him King of your life, the Lord of your life, Savior of your life, and ask the Holy Spirit to come, He's inside of you. The Holy Spirit lives in your human spirit. Amen? Got that? Okay. So we have to develop that friendship with the Holy Spirit in the same way you develop your intimacy with knowing Christ. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives you that desire to worship, that longing, that hunger within you. So I'm going to ask you to start saying, Holy Spirit, I want to know You more. I want to develop a friendship with You, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have Your way within me. Now, doesn't this just make perfect sense? Because He's living inside you. And so more and more, each and every day, ask him to reveal more and more of the depth of the Father's love. Reveal more and more of the revelation of Jesus. And to begin to move in that. So we ask him to develop a friendship. We talk to him, just like I was talking just then. We turn our attention to him. And he will help us to even begin to gaze upon the Father and to know the Father. But it takes encounter of the Holy Spirit. It takes that encounter to really begin to love God the way we're called to love God. I can tell you that when the Holy Spirit is moving in my life and is strong in my life, I'm just like, silly putty. I don't know what I want to say. I'm just like, I just love him. He's so good. Why am I worrying about this? You know, I just want to rest here, you know. And then I could even get mean in the love. Leave me alone. I'm with Jesus. You know, I get like, I'm with him. Another joke didn't deliver well. It's okay. We'll work through it. Holy Spirit, help me deliver well in the morning. But really, you get almost like possessive of the Holy Spirit. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Because the Holy Spirit is jealous over you. And he's wanting you to have time. I remember walking down in the pond one time at the cross. And I was going to get my daily walk down and my daily prayer time at the cross, you know. And kneel down on my knees and say whatever I need to say for that day. And I remember like going down there, you know, got to get this out of the way. Got to get it done. You know, went down the cross, knelt, said prayer, said Our Father. I was going to say another joke, but I'll stay away from it. Said in Our Father, and I just started coming back, and all of a sudden, I felt the Holy Spirit just tug at me. And I looked around, and I looked back at the cross, and I didn't see a vision, but I felt like God's arms were just open. Jesus was standing there saying, come and spend time with me. And it was almost like he was weeping because I just went gone. And so the point that I'm making is he desires to be with you. And no matter what lies have been thrown into your life, no matter what opinions have been said about you, no matter what friends have loved you or haven't loved you, your full absolute identity is found in the love and the power of the Holy Spirit functioning within your life. And that is the answer for us to move forward in vision. That is the answer for us to go deep into the vision that God has for us. It's only in that place of love. I'm asking, and I hope you are too, Holy Spirit, reveal more and more of the Father's love for me so that I can respond in love. And then, you know, when you respond in love, guess what happens? You respond in massive forgiveness. And when you don't have forgiveness, you don't have anything. Because if you don't have forgiveness, you're bound up inside. And only the love of God can help melt anything within your life so that you can forgive and you can love the way that he's called you to love. Vision. Vision to know that God is a wholehearted lover of his people and that we become wholehearted lovers of him. It's part of our lifestyle. A wholehearted lover. And then when that begins to happen, we begin to love the lost and those that are in need. And we move in all kinds of different things that he has available for us. The secret of victory, I said this already, is in the power of love. Understanding and feeling love from God. This is part of our experience. And again, it doesn't happen 24/7 with me. But I have to pursue it. And if I don't pursue it, I won't have it. So I'm asking you, please, today, pursue the Holy Spirit. Pursue the love of God. He's pursuing you, and give in to that. More believers have been accustomed to living with a dull spirit. I've been one of them, where I've had a dull spirit, and I just was not really cultivating what God had for me. And I tell you, there's nothing worse than a dull spirit, because usually in a dull spirit, you act like you don't have it. And you've got it. And there's nothing worse than that. But when you repent and you come back to him and you ask for his presence and his love once again, you see, again, you can start out in this walk with God. You can do 2 years, 5 years, whatever. And then many times, you know, been there, done that thing. Now I'm on to something else. You know, I'm a Christian, but I'm on to something else. No, it never, ever stops. You never stop pursuing God. I don't care what your vocation is. I don't care how successful you are or not. You've got to keep going after God all the time, each and every day, pursuing Him. When people are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and they're still going after God, I'm like, yes. And then again, like I said earlier, I feel for those that seem to say, okay, I've been doing this for 5 years. It's kind of not working out, so I'm going to step back. I'm going to take a sabbatical. And then they usually do, and then finally there's really not much going on in their life at all. Sometimes they come back. Can I share this with you? Many times when people step away from the things of God or they've been in ministry, they've been more involved in the works than they have been involved in the love of God. And when the love of God isn't there, you will burn out. You won't make it. Because you'll keep trying to do all these works to be accepted, and nothing is going to be good enough. There's always going to be another goal. Oh, if we can only do this, we can do that. Matter of fact, you jump from work to work to work in order to find some sort of validation. And God's saying, would you just come and be with me and be validated in my love? And in the midst of that, now you won't suffer burnout. Will you suffer setbacks? Probably from time to time, because He uses trials and setbacks to deepen your love. But it's not like pulling completely away. Don't pull completely away. If He tells you to take some time, take some time. But know this, the time is for you to deepen your intimacy with Him. My point about this whole morning is that we can understand that there is an anointing in love. When you begin to love like He loves, there's an anointing in it. A powerful anointing in love. And we need to make sure that we do that, that we move toward that. It's a reward, not only in this age, but in the age to come. This just doesn't happen. We have to focus our mind. Like even today, as we were praying about those with fear, that was the Holy Spirit really leading. And I asked a couple of my friends, I said, hey, did you sense the Holy Spirit in that? And yeah, I did. I felt His presence. It might not have been overwhelming, but it was the Holy Spirit was moving and helping people get free from their fear. That's what we're supposed to do. That's how we're supposed to live. Helping, praying for one another, being victorious, being humble, and moving forward in what He has for us. A vision to go deep is a vision to go deep in God's love. And I keep saying that over and over. It takes God to know God. It doesn't happen unless we focus our minds and our hearts to pursue it. And so that's what I want to encourage you on this Valentine's Day. To focus your mind and your heart to pursue love. To love those around you. It's not about getting more things. There's nothing wrong with things, and that's part of the blessing. But if you get things in front of love, you're going to lose your things. It's not about getting more. It's about getting more of God. And then you can steward the things. Now I'm going to prophesy to you. It's pretty easy because I'm using the word. So that's prophecy. But this is the greater reality of love that I believe is going to happen to us and the body of Christ in moving forward. The Holy Spirit is going to shift things. And He's going to shift things. We've already experienced that a little bit. He's going to shift things for the focus of the end time, overcoming, victorious church, of getting their hearts right in experiencing the love of God like never before. And the anointing of love is going to play a huge part in the days ahead. That's going to be the new move of God. The anointing of love. It's not a new move. It's always been. But that's what's going to happen in this last day generation, people. Believers, bride. She's going to begin to walk in the anointing of love. And it's going to shift things and change things. Jesus so loved the Father. And the Father so loved Jesus. And then you and I are brought into the mix. See, obedience is completely different when you don't live from a place of love. But when you live from a place of loving God, obedience comes pretty easy. because you want to obey the one that you love. Pleasing God, not just to do things again, that's good, but we're going to flow in the place of experiencing love. Michael, come on up. I have to share just a couple more scriptures here, and then I'm closing, promise. Did I miss a couple scriptures? No, I think I'm good. So we read Romans, which is just an amazing scripture. Write that down. Romans 8, 15 and 16. And we were singing it. When they started singing, I was like, ah, this is great. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear. And I was like, oh, bride, get that. Get that. Leading to fear again. But you have received a spirit of adoption as sons and daughters, which we cry out, Abba, Father, Daddy. The Spirit, Him. Now, here's what I'm talking about all morning. Look at verse 16. That's what I'm saying. All morning, I'm just speaking verse 16. I'm saying the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are who? Children of God. We are. And that is something to shout about. That's something to be excited about. I felt like He wanted to excite us this morning. That love is available. Okay, let me look down here. Okay, John 15, 9. I got to do that, right, Denny? Can't leave that one out. Okay, John 15, 9. This is so powerful. Just as the Father has loved me, Jesus says. This is overwhelming. This is like, it's got to make our day, okay? Just as the Father loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. What? What are you saying? You're saying that the same love the Father has for you, Jesus, is the same love you have for me and every one of us in this room? And when I read that, that is so massive that you could just dwell on that scripture for the next month, years, and say, are you kidding me? What kind of love is this? I need to know this love. So break in, Holy Spirit, break in and help me to understand John 15, 9. Help me to get it. Help me to crucify all my opinions and how things should be. And let me just move that all aside and let me get right into this verse and let me find out, how do you love me that way? How do I let you love me that way? That's the answer, guys. That's our hope. There could not be a more radical statement in the entire Bible than that one right there. That is radical. And He would say that. It not only overwhelms me, it overwhelms me about you. And that He loves you that way, and He loves me. So if I got a problem with somebody, God's saying, I love them so much. You better pray for them. You better surrender them to me. You better quit criticizing them. Give them to me. Amen. So on this Valentine's Day, we want the Father's heart. We want to learn to love by the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us and moving through us. That's our right stand before God. And this is real. This isn't make-believe. This isn't a myth. This is not history. This is genuine and it's real. And so may you embrace this morning the living reality that Jesus can say to you and to me that in the same way the Father loves me, I love you. And may all the clutter that's in the way that keeps you from hearing that be destroyed in the name of Jesus and by the power of love, so you can begin to lay your head down at night. You can begin to have dreams. You can awake in the morning and go, oh, am I special or what? Am I? You are. Oh my gosh. Makes for a better day, doesn't it? Makes for a better day today. no matter what you end up doing. Why don't you stand? I know I repeat myself quite a bit, but there is a lot of grace in repetition. My point today is we have to get a hold of this to walk out our vision, to walk out our destiny. We need to feed our spirits with this revelation, this amazing truth. Take time today. Take time this week to feed upon that. Last verse, 1 John. Then I'll pray Ephesians over you. Then I'll let you guys go. 1 John 3:1. So how great a love the Father has bestowed on us that we would be called children of God. And such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know him. So what extreme will you do this day and this week to begin to let the process have its way with you? If you know that this love never fails, and every one of us believe that, if you know that this love cannot be taken from you willfully, you only give it away. A long time ago, the Lord said to me that no one can stop my hand in your life except you. It cannot be taken from you. No one can wreck your calling or destiny but you, because you have God. If you say they can, then you're saying that they're bigger than God. They're stronger than God. And they're not. So no one can stop the hand of God in your life but you. Let's pray. So, Lord, we come before you and we ask the question. We say, Lord, Father, help us. Show us how we can love you. We ask the question, who can stop your love in our life? Only us. So today, Lord, I ask that through the power of the Holy Spirit, what's already happened in worship and the reading of the word in prayer, that over the next days, and I want to even say over the next 10 years, may we press into discovering the ocean of your love. And on this day, may we ask ourselves the question, what are we waiting for? I know, Lord, it sounds kind of silly, but today's Valentine's Day, and even Bob Jones went home to be with you last Valentine's Day. So, Lord, may we just ask even this day, who really has our heart? Maybe you're asking us, who really has your heart? And so, Lord, if we've taken our own heart, if we've taken it back, today we just want to give it back to you, Jesus. So say whatever prayer that you need to pray just right now. Just everybody praying. No one looking around. Just give your heart back to him, whatever you need to say. In the quietness of your own intercession, your prayer. Good. Now I'm going to close in this prayer. Ephesians chapter 3, starting with verse 17. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of who God is. So, Lord, I ask today, help us. Help us give our heart to you, that we would be rooted and grounded in love, that today would be a day that things would shift within us. And may we get up in the morning and go to bed at night knowing how much you love us. Let it just keep almost like avalanche. Let it just keep falling and falling and falling on us. And that we would know your love and be filled up with the fullness of who you are. And for your love. And your love wins in every area. And it never fails. In Jesus' name, amen.